online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Medway skyline has changed significantly today as the chimney at King's North Power Station, which has been there for decades, has been demolished. That's the sound of the 650-foot structure coming down. Hundreds of people gathered to watch it. Tony Baldwin was one of them. He worked there for 37 years.
The chimney is quite symbolic, really, and to see it go, that will be the end of King's North. You're used to seeing it, and it'll just be something else that's gone.
For other people who saw it go, it means the end of an era.
It's a sad day for us because we've been in the area all our lives and known it. Lived 5 minutes from it and know people that work there.
I don't know what the aircraft and the ships are going to do now because they haven't got that navigation aid.
The site was decommissioned in 2012 and various buildings have been destroyed since then. Neil Riley was in charge of today's demolition. He says it had to be done.
People obviously get attached to something that's been here for over 42 years and it's been a local landmark, but like all these things, a lot of the station has been demolished now and it's hit its sort of natural life cycle where it's time for it to go.
You can see pictures and a video of the moment it came down at kentonline.co.uk.
KM FM News.
A memorial service has taken place to remember the victims of the Westminster terror attack exactly a year on. Five people were killed after being targeted near Parliament. This morning, MPs held a minute's silence to remember them. More than half a million pounds has been made by councils in Kent over the last few years through parking machines not giving change. Molly's got the details for KMFM.
Figures obtained by KMFM show local authorities collected £530,000 between 2015 and 2017. Medway Council, which collects cash from more than 150 payment meters in the towns, made the most with more than £280,000. Rod Dennis from the RAC says in an age of contactless payments and parking apps, things need to change.
It's just a job for a council to do to replace a parking machine, but if we're looking at some substantial six-figure sums for the amount that councils seem to be taking simply as a result of machines being out of date, it's pretty shocking.
Medway Council say the surplus money is used for highways improvements, but it's been branded by some as shocking. Shoppers in Rochester have been telling me what they think.
That is really surprising. I didn't realise that they could do that. How is that justified?
I know it's easier now with a lot of people using the mobile phones. I don't use them. And I know a lot of older generation won't use them.
If you park here every day over a course of a week, you know, you're talking a few pounds.
Tunbridge and Morling Council and Gravesham Council were the next highest, each collecting more than £90,000. There are now calls for machines in Kent's car parks to be upgraded. Joe James from the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce says authorities need to invest in new technology that charges drivers for the exact time they're parked.
The traditional way of paying for 2 hours and coming back, I don't think that's the best way to encourage shopping in our town centres, because what we want to have is the flexibility that people, you know, do not feel rushed when they're in town because they find that they're going to get a parking ticket.
You can read our special report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for hitting another man round the head with a glass bottle and stamping on his stomach in a churchyard in Dover. The attack happened in Bridge Street last June. The victim was taken to hospital with a concussion. An 18-year-old's been locked up for 1 year after admitting assault. A police watchdog's warning forces are being overwhelmed by demand. It's found long delays in officers being dispatched on urgent calls. Kent's been rated good, though, after being evaluated on things like crime prevention and keeping people safe. And the Bank of England has left interest rates on hold. The cost of borrowing will stay at 0.5%.
Sport.
With DynoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England's cricketers are already battling to avoid defeat to New Zealand after being bowled out for 58 on day one of the first test in Auckland. Captain Joe Root was one of five batsmen who failed to score a run in their sixth lowest total ever. Here's head coach Trevor Bayliss.
We can work as hard as we possibly can, and they have been working hard, in the nets and at these practice games that we've been playing. Look, today we were just, not just off a little bit, we're off a long way today. It just wasn't good enough.
New Zealand are on 117 runs in front after reaching the close of play on 175 for three. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.